the Yankees. It was Old Timers Day. It was a great day to be out at the stadium. It was Father's Day. So much good feeling. And then the Yankees turned around and lost to the Tampa Bay Rays. And to talk about it, we bring in the soon-to-be birthday boy, Brendan Cuddy from The Ledger. Hey, Brendan, how are you?
Maury, I'm doing great. About to be 31, sitting here eating no fat, frozen desserts, not even ice cream.
You're getting old, and it's come to that. You're having the no fat. You're a better man than the gentleman around here. While you're having no fat yogurt night, we had milkshake night here at the station.
Oh, you guys are having way more fun than I am.
You know what? Actually, it was really Paul Rosenberg's idea because he knew it was your birthday. So really, we had milkshakes in honor of Brendan Cuddy's birthday.
As you should, all right? As we all should be honoring my birthday right now.
All right, so the Yankees lose 3-1 to the Tampa Rays, and Yankee fans obviously not terribly happy. And I had a Yankee fan earlier tell me, ask me the question, why does it seem like the Yankees always seem to lose on Old Timers Day?
I have no idea. I would actually like to go back and look it up, you know, see what their record is. But, I mean, geez, if they do, in fact, lose a lot on Old Timers Day, I can tell you when the game started at 2 o'clock, when the game started today, I was already pooped. Yeah. It was so hot, and there's just so much going on. And all these young players, they're looking left and right, and they're seeing these Yankees legends out there. You know, John Flaherty today tweeted this. Luis Severino went up and down the dugout when all the old-timers were sitting in the Yankees dugout and shook everyone's hand to just meet them and tell them he appreciates them. So wow. There's a lot that goes into it for the players, too.
That's very cool. I was going to ask you about some of that interaction, whether you know, what stories like that you heard or saw some of the interaction in the clubhouse, whatever it was, heard from the older players, the younger players. What other stories like that can you tell us of the interactions and how the young players felt about seeing some of these Yankee legends?
Well, so they had a game to play, so a lot of them stayed, you know, in the clubhouse while the old timers are out on the field. But, you know, I can tell you about the interactions on the field between the old timers. You know, those guys are a tight group going over, you know, stuff that happened 30, 20, 15 years ago. And watching Aaron Boone hit a home run today in batting practice, watching Jason Giambi park a few, Paul O'Neill. Yeah, it's amazing what, you know, these guys are doing, you know, at their respective ages. It just shows that, you know, the talent is always there, even if the body's not you know, a little old.
And in terms of highlights for you, in some ways I know it was hot and it can get exhausting, but the introductions and all of that and the atmosphere in the stadium, who did it sound like to you got the biggest ovation today?
Man, Andy Pettit, of course.
Yeah.
He when he was announced that the place went nuts, first of the core four to come back and do this, that was a real loud ovation. I think Swisher got a pretty good one, which is funny because when he left, everyone was kind of, you know, not everyone, but it seemed like Yankees fans were kind of almost pushing him out the door. But he's back in good graces. He hit a home run today. And it's always great talking to Swisher. I wonder, though, sometimes if he just goes home and collapses from all that energy he has when he's out. He just shuts the door to his house and collapses and says, I can't handle being me. Because it's incredible the motor that guy has. Those are some of the highlights and loudest fan reactions that I saw today. Oh, you know what? Whitey Ford. Whitey Ford got a real loud reaction today. That was nice to see for him.
Yeah, I thought Whitey Ford, and I also thought Don Larson. I thought that was another really nice moment when Don Larson, you know, even in a walker, you know, kind of coming out across the field. I thought that was a really nice moment as well.
A lot of fans missed seeing Reggie Jackson out there today. You got to remember, he had that knee surgery just a couple months ago. I think I think during spring training, actually. I think there was he fell, needed knee surgery, and he's still recovering. He's walking around well today. I saw him when he was in the Yankees clubhouse. I saw him, talk to him for a little while. He's in good spirits. He's doing well, but just not up to old-timers day shenanigans.
He wasn't going to be playing, on a day like today, not quite. All right, so talking to Brendan Cuddy from The Ledger about the Yankees, and no doubt the Yankees, it is something they do extraordinarily well, the tradition and all of that. Let's turn to the play on the field. And, you know, obviously today a little disappointing. The Yankees lose 3-1 to the Rays, and when you looked at this game, certainly CeCe Sabathia was, you know, it's not a situation where he was terrible in this game. It's 7 2/3 innings, the 3 runs. And I actually thought, I don't know, give me your impressions of this play. All the 3 runs coming in the 1 inning. And what did you think when Aaron Judge makes that throw home, the play that looked like it could have been a play at the plate, and Gary Sanchez makes the judgment call, steps in front, cuts it off, and guns down the runner at second. What was your impression there? Did you think that Judge had a chance to get the runner at home?
He might have. I liked Sanchez's move there, though. You get the short out, and you're the New York Yankees. You have the best offense in baseball. You haven't really been hitting that well lately, actually. I think the month of June, that offense has been pretty down, but you never want to give up a run, but in that case, go take the out and think that you're going to score 4-5 runs off the Rays bullpen, you know, starter by committee deal they had going on today. I don't know if that was really factoring into Sanchez's head, all that stuff at once. I think he just saw a short out and wanted to take it. But I think with those external factors, that was the right decision to make.
Speaking of the bullpen by committee, so today it's Wilmer Font that's out there to start the game. And we know with Kevin Cash and the Rays, it could have been Sergio Romo. They can start with a closer. They can close with a, you know, starter. They can do anything with the Rays. But it was Wilmer Font today. And this is a guy who comes into the game, I think, I think it was something like a 7.56 ERA or something like that. The Yankees, meanwhile, I don't know, they made him look like an all-star. He goes 4 2/3 and only gives up the 1 run. So, I don't know. Was this guy so special today, or what was going on with the Yankee offense?
So, yeah, Font pitched well today. He actually has a few pitches. He controlled well today. I think it's just a factor of these days are going to happen. Throughout an 162-game season, you're going to see things like this. And the Yankees just won 3 of 4 in the series. Mm-hmm. That's a great result.
Yep.
They win yet another series. I think you're going to have down days throughout a season. I bet you just today's just kind of one of them. And, you know, it doesn't help that, you know, Giancarlo Stanton doesn't look so great on a few of his at-bats. Sanchez doesn't look so great in a few of his at-bats. Those things obviously aren't helping. Brett Gardner was out today with a sore knee, which he had an MRI for.
Yeah, what's the latest on him and the knee?
He says that he hopes to be back in tomorrow or the next day, tomorrow or Tuesday. I think when he leaves open the idea of, you know, tomorrow or Tuesday, it's probably more likely that Tuesday is the date. He said that he was, I think last night, was, you know, walking around feeling some soreness in the knee, and he said he was alarmed by it. He's like, I don't know what I did. He didn't walk into a coffee table and you know, suddenly have knee pain. He didn't drive it into a wall. He said it's something just that's kind of built up over a while. Had an MRI today. They found inflammation in it. They're going to do the best they can to get it out, but I think the Yankees are going to take the conservative approach, especially considering Gardner. I think it's, you know, you talk about him getting banged up a lot. It's kind of silly. I think he's played in 145 games in a year in like each of the past 4 or 5 years, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be real careful with him.
All right, so if you're going to talk big picture about the Yankees offense and say, you know what, these kind of games are likely to happen in a season, let's talk big picture. Some comments came out this week from Brian Cashman and Hal Steinbrenner talking about how this team has played well enough that it deserves for the Yankees to go out and get another starting pitcher, to load up on and go out and get another starting pitcher. But Cashman also said Gleyber Torres is off limits in any potential trade. Would you think that Miguel Andujar is also off limits in a trade?
You mean, I think so right now. I think he's playing so well that the Yankees don't want to yank someone out of their lineup who's looking like an all-star caliber player at age 23. Now, when it comes to Noah Syndergaard, when it comes to Jacob deGrom, those kind of players, would you trade Miguel Andujar for him straight up? Sure. Would you do it, Andujar and another prospect? Yeah, you do it. But I think that the cream of the crop starting pitching resides in Queens. You know, the ones that could be on the chopping block. But you're not getting them. The Mets are just simply not trading these players to the Yankees, so I think.
And if it's like a Cole Hamels or somebody like that, you're not giving up. You don't think the Yankees are giving up an Andujar?
Not Cole Hamels. Mm-hmm. No, I don't. I wouldn't want Cole Hamels if I'm the Yankees. But
who would you want in a trade?
Oof! Oh boy. That's tough. I like Michael Fulmer a lot.
Even though the stats have been a little bit down this year,
The stats have been down. But he's a stuff guy. He was really good for the 2 years before that. Super young, a lot of team control, hard throwing, a lot of strikeouts. He kind of fits the mold of a Yankees pitcher of what they look for. And I think that the Yankees think that they could probably mine, you know, talent. So they can mine results out of that mix that he has. I like Michael Fulmer a lot. And yeah, I would consider giving up Andujar.
All right. One, you know, let's say you're giving up an Andujar or you're not, you're making a trade, with other prospects that are out there. One guy who would seem to be a potential trade target or a call-up target, Brandon Drury is languishing down there in AAA. What's the game plan on him?
Well, the game plan is that he's going to sit there until the Yankees decide they either need someone to come up or they need they're going to trade him. It sucks for Brandon Drury, who established himself as a average major league second baseman for two seasons with the Diamondbacks. Now he's really, really tearing the cover off the ball at AAA right now. You wonder if that's just a hot streak, or you wonder if it's that his vision is now corrected for the most part and that he's seeing the ball better than he's ever seen it. So you're wondering, do you have this suddenly supremely talented player at third base at AAA? I think right now for him, it's a numbers game. It sucks, but it's also baseball. You know, you can look at Clint Frazier and say, what is that guy doing at AAA? You can look at Tyler Wade and say, that guy is a starting caliber defensive shortstop right now in the majors, and he kind of has a bat. He's a starting caliber, you know, what is he doing at AAA? I think there's a few of those guys right now. So Brandon Drury's not the only one.
Yeah, if I were a team, Brandon Drury would be a player I might target if I were out there making a deal with the New York Yankees. I think there's value there.
And absolutely. And, you know, when the Brandon Drury trade happened, for me, it felt a lot like the Didi Gregorius trade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got this young player who's super talented.
Aaron
maybe
Hicks.
Maybe not being used.
Yep.
Yeah, Aaron Hicks, maybe not really being used the right way. The Yankees kind of see like there's a little bit more there.
Yeah.
And they could turn him into a potential star. And I bet you teams took notice when they traded for Brandon Drury. They probably said, wait a second, what are the Yankees seeing this guy?
All right, I promised I would do this on Twitter, so here we go. It is now midnight. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Brandon. Happy birthday to you. There you go. Happy 31st birthday, Brandon Cuddy from The Ledger. Appreciate the time.
Lori, that was so sweet of you. Thank you so much for having me.
I think I've just shut down radios all over the tri-state area.